Your grace, your grace.
Rise and shine, your grace. Another glorious day awaits you. We are to get you changed, bathed, fed, and energized. Carpe diem, your grace. Seize the day. Allow me to open your drapes for you. You're awfully quiet this morning, your grace. Oh my word! You look, well, oh, your grace, I am ever so sorry. You must have caught something deeply unpleasant. Yes, it is that time of year, I suppose. We have attempted to sanitize the castle, but I suppose pathogens and viruses can be sneaky things. You do often entertain many visitors to the castle grounds. You must have picked something up from them. Well, I suppose there is no use in diagnosing you. I must perform my duties and attend to you, my feline master. Why, of course. Your Grace, my duties extend far beyond planning routines and fluffing up your pillow for comfort. My duties extend to your very well-being. How long have I served you for now? Now, I shall see about rearranging your schedules for today. We shall postpone events for your sake. Hmm? Oh, Your Grace, please do not force yourself. There is no act on this planet which is worth you overextending your already unwell body. Please, Your Grace, remain in bed. I will bring you a hot beverage and an easy-to-eat breakfast. I insist, Your Grace. Perhaps when you are well enough, you can stretch your legs and have a shower. But for now, please, allow me. Splendid. Would the feline master like their scratch post brought to them? Yes, I thought as much. Here you go, kitten. Go crazy. I shall prepare your breakfast. Your Grace, I have returned. I am pleased to see that despite your sickness, you are able to indulge in your Neko tendencies. Go on, show that scratch post who's in charge. Anyway, I've brought you some soup and hot milk. Okay. Well, I see your illness has certainly given your grace an appetite. Good. I'm glad you're able to eat something. If you don't mind me saying, your manners are usually impeccable, but no matter. We all deserve leniency when we're feeling under the weather, no? Aw. Well, meow to you too. You seem a little different today. Ah, I see now. Your poor health has triggered a more cat-like response in Your Grace's behavior today. Is that right, kitty? Oh, how positively adorable. Well, you sure finished that rather quickly. You look as though you want something, kitten. Oh, and you're rubbing against me. Do you desire attention, Your Grace? Affection, even? Under other circumstances, I would be more than willing to provide you with as much attention as I would find myself able to give. But as your butler, I fear I may not be at liberty to... Oh, to hell with it then. You are sick, and my duties are your well-being. What would it really matter if I were to ignore protocol under these circumstances? Come here then, kitten. I shall wear gloves to protect myself from pestilence. Oh, I have not touched your ears in many moons, Your Grace. I had forgotten entirely how this felt. Thank you for reminding me of this sensation. Pardon me for reminiscing, but this takes me back to when we were a little bit younger, no? Back before I was assigned to be your dutiful little servant. I remember that you used to let me, why, used to beg me to play with your ears. The tail was always off limits, though, if I recall. All right, Your Grace, I get the picture. No need to bare your little kitty fangs and claws, as adorable as they may be. Say, Your Grace, as silly as it may be, I have an idea that I wish to share with you. If you feel well enough and up to task, what would you say to dressing up a little bit? Well, I just figured, when I feel down and unwell, I like to do things that make me feel happy. And one way I do that is to try and look my best. You have a very extensive wardrobe, Your Grace. We could take the time to find cute little outfits on you. You do have a few collars lying around, too. I'm so very glad you agree. Oh, you're going to look wonderful. Now then, shall we begin? Oh, you look so wonderfully adorable in every outfit that you've tried on. Hold that pose, Your Grace. Yes, that one. That's it. Perfect. Oh, I don't know how you do it. It seems that no matter what I put you in, you always manage to find a way to look effortlessly elegant. What a truly stunning, magnificent Neko you are. I know just the thing to complete this look. Well, what do you think? A collar, Your Grace. Of course, you own so many, but I think this one will match the color scheme, as well as your eyes, just perfectly. There you go, Your Grace. Look at yourself. The picture of perfection. Oh, it does bring a smile to my face to see you in higher spirits. You seemed so dreadfully unwell before. And while I know that my silly suggestions cannot be a cure-all, I do believe that these improvements to your overall mood will greatly speed up the healing process. Why, it is my sincere belief that before any of us know it, you will soon return to the playful, energetic Neko of the manner that we all know. Only this time, with a deeply refined sense of fashion, you will stun the masses, Your Grace. Is that a hint of red in your cheeks? Be careful, I am only your humble servant. Why don't be absurd? Your Grace, I am only your... Well... I suppose... I... might find you to be a pleasant sight, I suppose. But rest assured, I know to cast aside any and all of these foolish... Doesn't help when you look at me like that. Oh, please, don't be that way. Respectfully, Your Grace, you know exactly what I mean when I say that look. You know full well what you are doing. It is scandalous. Don't talk like that. A pity you are unwell. Perhaps I could show you that I find you ravishing. Maybe another time. I'm getting carried away. Forgive me. Do you wish for your afternoon meal, Your Grace? Now there's that cat-like enthusiasm. All right. Stay in bed, Your Grace. I shall turn on the television, and you may relax while I prepare your meal. And one more thing. There. I shouldn't have done that, but it seems my desire has defeated my better nature. Let us just hope that does not get me sick as well. Farewell for now, Your Grace.